o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock.
Around the world echoed the news. Russia had blasted a man-made moon into outer space.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Well, I'm not a crook.
I learned it by watching you.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
We are calling it iPhone.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center.
I am inevitable. And I am Iron Man.
Okay, hello again. This is Care Bear. Growing up Atari. I've got some special guests with me right now. We're quarantined still, as everybody else is, I'm sure, in the world. So this is my third mini episode without Michael. But like I said, I got some special guests. I got our two family puppy dogs, Teddy and Tessie. And I've got my youngest son. You going by Oliver? Mm-hmm. He shakes his head yes. And I got my lovely wife. Are you going by Amy? Mm-hmm. I think they should have nicknames, but I guess they don't want to have nicknames. So
We'll get to that.
Yeah, how's eventually.
That'll take a while.
How's the quarantine going for you guys?
It's
going
pretty fantastic.
Pretty rough for me. I don't like being quarantined. So that's what we have to do.
Hey, all the introverts are happy.
Are they? So did you do a whoop whoop there? You can't see it, but she did a whoop-whoop. All right, so the last game that we did on the miniseries was Adventure, and I'm only bringing that up because it was a RPG for the Atari 2600. It was a fantasy RPG considered, I think, to be one of the first, if not the first, fantasy RPGs that were ever made for a home console. And today we're going to do another RPG, but it's for the NES, and it is... I don't know if it's the first or the only. It's got to definitely be one of the first RPG games dealing with the stock market. And that is right, I said the stock market. So it's called Wall Street Kid, and it was released for the NES to keep your kids glued to the sofa for an exciting adventure of trading stocks. So this is a game that... Alex P. Keaton would have cut his teeth on, I think. It seems like his type of game. And also, my drink today is a Guinness, just so people know what drink I'm having today. It was released in Japan as the Money Game 2 because it was a sequel to a game in Japan called the Money Game. That shock anybody there?
We need to get the Money Game now. That's like a...
Well, you know what? The Money Game wasn't released on the NES. It was a Famicom.
It
was developed for the Nintendo Famicom in 1988. The Money Game 2 was developed for the Famicom in 1990, as was Wall Street Kid for the NES. It was intended to teach children about the inner workings of the stock market, which I think I understand maybe why Japan's education is higher than America's education. But the storyline for the Famicom and the NES versions are a little bit different, but from what I've read about the Money Game, doing a little bit of research, and from playing Wall Street Kid, and I only played it once, I played it just the other day with my son who's here with me, it's pretty much the same game.
I've played it more than you, and you insisted we buy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I saw it at the store, I didn't know what it was.
And I've played it more than you.
But I knew I had to have it. I absolutely knew I had to have it, so...
Well, I mean, it's Wall Street Kid. You gotta have it. It's a must-need.
How do you not buy a game called Wall Street Kid?
You can invest in stock markets.
Yeah. So the goal of the game is to prove that your avatar is worthy by taking $500,000 and doubling it in a few short days by working the stock market.
Gotta get $1 million.
You gotta double it. You gotta make $1 million. You also have to go out on dates with your girlfriend.
Yeah, that's true. That's
and
true.
She
and
wants
you
to
exercise.
You have to exercise. She wants to purchase
a car and a dog.
Cars, dogs, things like that. That doesn't help the bottom dollar getting to your $1 million target.
But who doesn't want a poodle?
And like you said,
who doesn't want their own teddy?
That's right. That's right. And you do have to exercise, so you can go swimming, to the gym.
You can go hiking, but not at the beginning of the game. Because at the beginning, the trails are closed.
The trails are closed at the beginning of the game.
You gotta wait a little bit for the excitement.
That's right. And each one of those things takes an allotted amount of time away.
Yeah, 4 hours.
Which moves the clock forward. And I think hiking was 8 hours, maybe, or something crazy, wasn't it?
Hiking was like 4, but I think...
The gym was 2, maybe. One was longer than that.
I think the gym was like 2 hours.
It clearly takes longer to hike than it does to swim.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But, anyway, the tasks take time, and like I said, you only have so much time to make your money. One of my favorite parts of the game is the super annoying real estate agent who constantly calls you trying to sell you a $1 million house where you're not even close to your allotted amount. Now, if you can purchase said house for $1 million within the amount of time, if you've doubled your money, keeping your girlfriend satisfied and yourself exercised, then you inherit, yeah. You're laughing. You're laughing. But then you inherit $6 billion. Now, this game was put out in 1990, so I did a little math. By today's standards, $6 billion equals $1,174,172,185,430. So it's a pretty hefty chunk of change. Another one of my favorite parts of this game is how the stocks are based on real companies, but they're slightly changed. So there's Carnivore Cruise Lines instead of Carnivale. There's YBM instead of IBM.
There's like Strayhound Bus or something.
Strayhound Bus. Yapple.
Yapple. I love Yapple.
The Marriott Hotels. So if your avatar fails to reach this goal, then he's clearly not worthy. His family disowns him, and the game terminates. So I think this is one of those games. I know on the mini episodes, like for Adventure, we didn't actually play the game. We kind of just talked about when we played it and everything. But I feel like this is one of those games that we definitely are going to have to play to kind of get an understanding of it while we have you guys with us. So when we come back, we are going to play the game.
You want to read the names, or do you just want to like...
We'll do that when we play the game.
Shall we play a game?
All right. So here we go. Wall Street Kid. Featuring Wall Street Kid.
Woof.
Featuring Priscilla, the princy prima donna, Larry, the lofty lawyer.
Ruth, the ruthless banker.
Nice.
Stanley, the crafty consultant.
Ooh.
Connie, the arrogant advisor. Ralph, the regal realtor.
Yeah, he's the annoying one.
Doc, the bogus boat.
Good lord.
These are terrible characters. Pamela, the patient pet dealer.
There's more characters in this game than there are in Pokemon.
Cal, the cranky car dealer.
He's like, you can have a...
Ted, the tough stereo man.
The tough stereo man.
The artsy artist.
Good lord, this is like...
Leon, the dashing more. Designer.
Well.
Julie is the jolly jeweler.
The jolly jeweler.
Austin, the astute auctioneer.
Ooh, and that's it.
Wow, man.
Holy cow. It's like Street Fighter. There's so many people in this thing. So, alright, let's start it off.
Jesse.
New game.
There's more people.
Hello, I'm Larry, a lawyer employed by your distant uncle, Mr. Benedict. I'm sorry to say he has passed away. Woo! That guy looks awful happy for someone who died. As his only surviving relative, you are eligible to inherit over $600 billion in assets. I thought it was $6 billion, $600 billion. First, you will prove yourself... you'll be provided with $500,000, which you must turn in a profit through the stock market.
This video game starts with a death?
Yeah.
Use the profits to uphold the Benedict standard of living, pamper your sweetheart, and move into a $1 million house. A decent. A decent. As if there's not a... not one of those crappy $1 million houses. A decent $1 million house.
Yeah. Okay. Can't get one of those old $1 million houses. You gotta get a new one.
You'll have 1 month to purchase the house. I'll have a real estate agent call you.
Wow.
Also, Mr. Bennett's grandfather owned a castle in Europe years ago. when he immigrated to the U.S., the castle had to be sold. Doesn't this guy who's talking, the guy who's dealing with the estate, doesn't he look like Dick Cheney? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of don't like him for that reason, but let's keep moving. Just before Mr. Benedict's death, he heard gossip that the castle would go up for sale. You must buy it back to maintain the family heritage.
I like his two-color tie.
Now, here's the thing. He's the only relative left. They said that in the beginning. So, where's the money go if he doesn't get it?
Charity.
I don't think they're... I don't. These assholes don't seem like charity types. That's all I'm saying, you know?
They're going to take the money, put it in a pinata at some rich guy's party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. The castle will cost several $1 million, so prepare yourself. I'll keep you posted on this sale. Wow. There's a lot of reading here. Oh, by the way, have a great April Fool's Day. But remember, everything I just told you is no April Fool's joke.
Good luck.
Good luck. Nothing.
What's April Fool's Day?
No one knows, but they put it in here.
That's awesome. So, here we are. Boop, 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 boop. So, there's a newspaper on the left-hand side. On the right-hand side, it says cash, $500,000, stock, $0. Monday, April 3rd, 9 o'clock, I guess that's a.m. The paper's supposed to be the Wall Street Times. The economy, interest rates have risen by 0.5%.
Wow.
Market data. Speculative and growth stocks climb while others crash.
Whoa. Hot stock bullet. Fireman's fund. Charuer, no clue what that is. Rebux International. Teradyne.
Strayhound. Okay.
New headlines. Ooh.
Equipment failure causes injuries at carnival.
Ah.
Okay. Oh no, here's the phone. Oh, good Lord. Hello, my name is Ralph. I'm a real estate agent. Larry told me that you are interested in purchasing a house for about $1 million.
His mouth moves.
His mouth does move. I'm looking at some very nice homes.
I love that it's like a line that gets
at the
up.
Moment. Make sure they're decent there, Ralph. I'll get the details and call you at the beginning of the week. Bye for now. That was a useless phone call. I don't know. Would most kids know that that's a phone? Would most kids know that's a computer? So, yeah. There's, before you do anything, Oliver, let me explain what's on the screen. So, on the right-hand side, there's a window that has a flower pot, a newspaper, a computer, a clock, and what most people might not know is a personal data assistant, or PDA, which is what people carried before cell phones that kind of kept track of their calendars. So you can go swimming, you can do a gym workout, go hiking.
Not yet, though. Don't be hasty. You gotta wait.
So if you go to the computer.
You can also recheck what the newspaper said and hit you right.
Yeah. If you hit
and then there's a clock above the computer.
Okay, but you don't hit the clock yet. No. The clock changes to the next day.
I know.
I know. I'm telling them. Okay. You know how to play the game. They need to know how to play the game. So hit the computer. When you hit the computer, you go to stocks. And that shows all the stocks. Now, one of the things that you have to realize is when you buy a stock, you're not buying one stock at a time. You're buying a lot, and there's 1,000 stocks in a lot. So, for instance,
let's say I want to buy Strayhound.
Strayhound. If you buy one lot,
I can buy seven max, but I'm going to get three.
Right.
Let's say I want three. Then you click yes.
Okay. And you got three. So that was $204,000 because it's 3,000 shares of stocks.
And then you can go to your portfolio and look in. Strayhound. Got three.
So up in the corner, then it shows your cash plus your stocks. This is a riveting, riveting game. Do you like this game, honey?
She loves
it. You're very talkative today, so it's I don't think she really wanted to be here. I forced her to do this.
Nah, she loves it.
So Friedman's. So you're down to $89,000. You're gonna turn it forward already. Hey, you made some money.
Yeah. The Wall Street Times. Economy. Higher prices keep interest rates climbing.
Okay.
Market data speculative. Speculative. And growth stocks climb while others crash. Hot stocks bulletin. Teradyne. Fireman's Fund, Schreiber,
American Depress,
American Depress, and Reeboks. Reeboks International.
I think that's supposed to be Reeboks, and that's their play on that. So, all right. Ooh, and another gangster shot up a downtown tavern.
Is that another gangster?
No injuries reported, though. Yeah, so okay. He's a bad shot. That's...
Okay.
Why don't we buy some stocks?
Yep. That's what I'm planning to do.
Let's see. You have $89,000, so what can you buy?
Reeboks. Reeboks is what
you
I
you can buy two.
Should that's I buy
it.
Two?
Yeah, go max it out, baby. You got no liquid assets. No, you have $9,000 cash.
And now I think I am.
I don't think you can buy any more.
Nope, even if I go to
Pan Mam. Pan Mam Airlines. Yep. Yeah, so you need to turn the clock forward.
Yep.
You got to make some money. You've made $9,000 so far. Hey, look at that.
You ever know a podcast on the Retro Machine My Arcade? That has mowing on it.
Higher prices. I think mowing's more riveting than this.
True it is.
Interest rates are rising still. So let's move on. We got to turn the clock forward a little bit faster here. How many days do we have to make this money?
Not many.
Okay, click the clock.
Is this supposed to be educational?
It was made to teach Japanese children how the American stock market trading goes. And there's actually, sell some stocks, because you're going to need, no, you have enough money. Go to the beginning, you're going to get help.
So there's a Paradigm is hot stocks.
Don't worry about that. We don't have to read all the hot stocks. Just keep going.
Go.
Yeah, just don't worry about that. They don't need to hear every headline. So go to, is it the newspaper?
Which one? What are you looking for?
There's one where you can get help, where they tell about the stocks.
Yeah, down here.
If you hit the question mark.
Oh, I don't know which one.
Okay, hello, my name is Stanley. Would you like me to explain the stock market to you for $500? So click yes. All right, what would you like to know? A, about stocks. B, about stock prices. C, how to acquire news. D, how to buy and sell stocks. So go down to D. We'll just pick D since that's what we've done so far. You can purchase stocks using your own personal computer, which is connected to the large computer at the Securities Corporation. So that's the computer that's on the desk. Go ahead and hit A. For your convenience, stock prices are displayed on your screen. Transactions have to be made by lots. One lot equals 1,000 shares of stocks in this game. I'm sorry. Percentage changes are also shown on your screen to indicate whether the stock price has increased or decreased from the previous day. How much money you have at any particular time during the game will depend on how wise you make your stock investments. So each one of those kind of tells you something. It costs you $500 every time you get advice in this game, but go ahead and hit the clock again. I think you can get loans too in this game. Look at that, you're doing good. You're making some money. We just click through those. We're just clicking through the newspapers and the hot stocks bulletins at this point. I wish I would have read the headline there, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Hello, honey. I really love dogs. Can I please have one? Priscilla's calling. Just say no. Oh my god, buy her a dog,
she
whatever.
She was the pretentious prima donna or something.
She was, yeah, she was.
Here's the patient pet dealer.
Oh my gosh.
How may I help you?
Sell me a cheap dog.
To look what do you at
got?
The dogs.
What do you got on the discount shelf, Pamela? Chihuahua, $500 right there.
Chihuahua. Here we go.
There you go.
So cute. Make sure you remember this password exactly. We can't.
I don't even know your password and has all this stuff. I don't know what that is. That's insane. I'm not getting that far in.
You need to know that or else you can't play any further.
I don't think that's true, but that's insane.
Not at all, but you know. All
right.
Let's see.
You've got almost $600,000 now. Oh, Pan Mam Airlines has done some good. poisonous insects. Oh, come on, Ralph.
Hello, this is Ralph.
All right, let's just click the clock forward and see if we make our money or not. Oh my God, Ralph, we don't have enough money to buy a house yet, you moron.
People were raving about your last party, though.
They were raving about his last party. Well, it had a $500 freaking chihuahua at it, so everybody was loving it. No, we're not ready to buy. Come on, go, go, go.
Okay. Oh my God.
Just clock it. You don't have enough money. You have to sell.
How are my stocks doing? Ooh, they're doing some good.
All right, click that clock forward a couple times. Let's see if we can get close to this day here. Hey, you did good there. Oh my gosh. This is a lot of reading. Just click the clock, man.
No, 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 there's only one check. Nope. Okay. Click
and the clock off. Moved. I didn't know it moves.
Yeah, it moves.
Huh.
Okay, now we gotta make sure we do some exercising.
Okay, exercise real quick.
Okay, let's just go over here. So, do you want to do swimming, gym workout, or the hiking trail may be open?
Hiking.
We don't care what the hell you do.
Good it's decision. Ridiculous. Hiking is very good for your health.
Oh my God.
And state of mind. Transition takes 8 hours.
I told you it was 8 hours. Good thing I have a beer on this one. Jesus Christ.
So much fun. Lost your kind.
This is the weirdest game
I've ever seen. No, it's the most normalist of games.
I'm so done with this game. Let's finish it.
Nope.
Yes.
No, you get to play it more.
No, honey, I have to. People aren't going to listen to this anymore. We've already lost our listeners already. They're gone. They're done.
Are you telling me you don't love Wall Street Kid?
Well, he trades. I'm going to say a few closing moments here. If you close out this show, look, there's a reason why the education level in the United States is below other countries.
Oh, wait. Hi, honey.
Because
our car is old and broken. We need a new one.
In Japan, they're playing video games that have more words in them than the kids read at school in books. And they're teaching them how to manage their money. $50,000? No, get that cheap BMW.
No, neither.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Holy cow.
Make sure you remember your password.
I think that if anybody really wants to hate a video game, they should buy Wall Street Kid. Because it's pretty ridiculously dumb. And here's Ralph again. You have any comments, honey? Nothing. She says nothing. So, all right. Well, we're at $620,000 in stocks, $8,000 left in cash. I don't know how many days we have left. But
not many. We have a week.
We have 1 week left. I don't think we're going to do it. Listen, if you've played Wall Street Kid, if you know a game that's possibly more horrible than Wall Street Kid, or if you just plain know a game that makes you want to bang your head against the wall, as this game does for me, then send your comments into growingupatari@gmail.com and we'll read them on our next show, which I believe is going to be about the Bermuda Triangle. So, stay safe, be good, and I will hopefully survive this last few minutes of this game.